With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Volunteers at Liverpool Regional High School are working to build a track worthy of an Olympian. Plans are in place to replace the school's existing soccer field and surround it with an 8-lane, 400-meter-long track. Vice Principal Todd Symes identified the need for better training facilities when he arrived at LRHS 6 years ago.
Believe it or not, we use our bus loop as a surrogate training ground, which is not even safe or, something I'd like to admit on radio, but it's something that we have to do out of necessity.
The track team is one of the most popular events in school and regularly sees 75 to 100 students participating each year. Plans for the new track also include rebuilding the soccer pitch to ensure a more level surface and improve the water drainage off the field. The soccer nets will be movable to allow for throwing events and training to take place. Syme says that's key to providing a training ground for one of Queen's County's most famous athletes, Olympian thrower Sarah Mitten.
Even really early on when the students here and the committee were looking at designing the facility, we said, regardless of what happens, we want to make sure that Sarah has a place to come home to. And I know she currently comes home and she has to drive to Halifax to train because even Parkview is not equipped to handle her athletic and her Olympic caliber.
Mitten has been doing her part in return, trying to raise awareness about the group's efforts to raise the $331,000 necessary to realize their vision. The organization is making a dent in their fundraising. They've already received a $50,000 grant, and the student body, SAC, and Regional Center have contributed another $15,000. Symes is pleased people are getting behind the idea, but thinks they could be further along were it not for the events of the past year.
I keep hating to use COVID as an excuse for everything, but it's kind of put a damper on our community involvement. We can't have any large-scale group meetings, and we can't really do any large-scale fundraising, so we're just relying on word of mouth and community members who have contacted us, numerous community members and businesses that want to be part of this project.
The group is not idly waiting for the money to roll in. They've launched a fundraising page and a GoFundMe campaign to reach their goal. Links are on our webpage. Symes says the project is ready to go. They're just waiting on the money.
To be honest, we've put a lot of work in the last 4 or 5 years in the back end to make sure that this is a pretty smooth transition. We have everything laid out, and if we were to break ground today, we are pretty confident we could have it completed by September.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.